You can't question it any more than you can question when you eat a pickle, which announces and says, you are tasting sour. You're tasting sour. Prove it. You can't prove it. You're just tasting sour. There are lots of things that you know, but you don't know. Being in love is an instance. Knowing that something is good. You hear something, would you say, wow. Prove that wow is an appropriate response. You can't prove it. You can't prove it. You can't argue it in. You can argue forever to somebody who doesn't see why wow is an appropriate response, and they won't get it. What finally knowing is about is getting it. And paradoxically, philosophy, I would argue, for Socrates and even finally for Plato, is based on getting what you can't get rationally, even though it's a rational approach to things. And I know that sounds implausible. But what Socrates characteristically does, we're going to see an example reported by Plato, a very, very famous one, perhaps the most famous one, in the Republic, is he asks people, what is justice? And then more or less systematically demolishes their answers. His approach here, as I take it, is not unlike the approach of, and this sounds culturally odd, but so it is, a Zen master in the Zen Buddhist tradition of China and Japan, or a tzaddik, like the Baal Shem Tov in Hasidic Judaism. What people like that try to do is engage people intellectually and then push them till the intellectual explanatory apparatus breaks down and they realize that you can't explain what justice is unless you know what justice is. That's not fair. And you can't quantify, you can't build an explanation of what's fair unless you have a pre-existing sense of what's fair. And you can articulate that, but you can't argue for it because that sense is the basis of the argument. What Socrates is trying to do is to bring people in the presence of that sense. So I would argue. By the way, and Socrates knows this perfectly well, and so too Plato, and we'll read some passages in just a bit, which demonstrated, at least to my own satisfaction, rationality too depends on knowing what you don't know. When you understand something and say, aha, that makes sense. I got it. I got it. It is that sense of, yes, it clicks, that you're relying on. A demonstration. Many of us, many of you, no doubt, have had the experience of trying to tutor somebody in mathematics. And if somebody you're tutoring doesn't understand that 4 plus negative 3 equals 1, and you have explained it 42 times in the clearest imaginable terms, and they just don't get it, that's it. There's nothing you can do. You have to get it. And the only reason that you would believe logic is because believing logic makes sense. And why does it make sense? Because it's logical. And why does that matter? Well, because logic is what makes sense. Logic, in that sense, rests on intuition, on a sense of the way things are, and that, in its unvarnished guise, is where Socrates is headed, and I would argue, too, where Plato is headed. Even in his most famous work, The Republic, which purports to be about an imaginary city founded on justice. The main speaker in the Platonic dialogue, The Republic, is Socrates. He's the main speaker in most of Plato's dialogues, and indeed, the large majority of what we know about Socrates comes from Plato's dialogues. He never, so far as we know, actually wrote a work himself. He spoke, he did not write. In any case, in The Republic, Plato encounters a group of friends and the subject comes up, what is justice? The first powerful antagonist that Socrates encounters is a person named Thrasymachus, who claims the following.